Hey, Toby, it's good to have you with us again. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you? I mean, it's everything is very, very good here.
Mm-hmm. To je kazao sičko je naredi, pri nas sičko je naredi. We just got a couple of info concerning the Avantasia thing. The first is that the single, the first one, is like something like on number 9 in the German charts today. Is it right?
Yeah, I've just been informed like half an hour ago. It seems like people really love it. I mean, that's good. It's good. It's, I think, it's a victory for heavy metal.
Mm-hmm.
It's a soft song, but still, people will buy a heavy metal album afterwards.
Yeah.
And I think this is the best thing that could have happened for our beloved music.
Okay. Lost in Space, първият сингъл от този нов албум на Avantasia, както разбрахме днес, е на девето място в германската обща класация за сингли. Тобиас каза, да, това е великолепно, защото в крайна сметка това е една победа за хеви метала. Парчето наистина е по-меко, но по принцип това ще накара хората, които очевидно го харесват, да си купят един хеви метал албум. Before going on talking about this Avantasia new project of yours, it's been something like already 3 weeks since your first ever show in Bulgaria with that guy. So what happened to you since?
What happened to me since? Well, we went from Bulgaria to Moscow.
Yeah.
That happened to me since, and well, it was you know, I was basically, I don't know what I've been doing. I've been just organizing stuff for the album release and planning a little bit here, planning a little bit there, and well, just preparing for the storm of promotion that I have to
uh-huh.
do. And yeah, preparing for a show next week. We're gonna play. It was my birthday. I turned 30. I'm an old fart now. Last
yeah,
week.
Yeah. Ooh.
So a lot of things going on here.
Mhm. Това, което му се е случило на него в тези три седмици и нещо всъщност и два дни от концерта на Едгай тук в София, той каза, това, което се случи, е, че всъщност от София веднага отлетяхме до Москва. След това всъщност планирах нещата, защото беше ясно, че подготвянето да излизането на този албум на Avantasia означава, че ще имам много работа от гледна точка на промоция, реклама и така нататък. Освен това, миналата седмица навърших 30 години, сега вече съм един дърт пръдлю. Well, the mandatory question would be, so from your point of view, how was the Edguy show in Sofia? What do you think of the crowd and everything?
Well, I thought it was terrific. I thought it was great, and it was a mixed audience, you know, and people were appreciative. Everybody seemed to be appreciating what was going on,
mm-hmm.
and I think it was fantastic to play, even though it was Cataclysm fans. What other band were playing there?
Benediction and Amorphis.
Benediction, for example. Yeah, exactly. And Amorphis and Agatha Diamond and whatever. And it was like, you know, it was a heavy metal party. Everybody was into it. And that's the idea of heavy metal, you know, not mm-hmm. to fight each other, but to be a big community and celebrating our hard rock, pop, whatever kind of guitar music.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a good thing, and I liked the crowd, and I'm quite sure we're going to be there more often from now on. I think that was a very good start for us in mm-hmm. Bulgaria.
Концертът на фестивала 20 години Nuclear Blast на 3 ноември в Зимния дворец. Каква е неговата гледна точка? Тобиас каза, мисля, че беше фантастично, публиката беше жестока и съм сигурен, че това беше добро начало за нас, защото ми се струва, че от тук нататък все по-често ще идваме да свирим в България. Публиката беше смесена, защото групите бяха различни. Benediction, Amorphis, Agatha Diamond и така нататък. Но нали това е смисълът на хеви метала, да бъдем заедно, обединени в името на китарната музика и така нататък. Well, so, let's jump on Avantasia. I mean, it was 2 weeks after your show here. It was a big Halloween concert. And the bass player, we asked him, because he used to be a regular in the Avantasia albums, but this time, obviously, he's not into this album. We asked him why the hell, and he said that he doesn't know. You probably search for other talents. So...
I was playing bass myself, you know, I was my own talent.
Mm-hmm.
It was, of course, I love him, not on a physical basis, but I love Marcus, and he's a nice and great guy. It was the only reason was that I wanted to play bass myself.
Mm-hmm.
So that was all, you know, and, you know, there's not many people I love more than Michael, than Marcus, but of course, I am one of those few people that I even love a lot more than Marcos.
Yeah.
So I prefer it myself.
Yeah.
I'm in love with myself. I'm a heavy metal frontman.
Yeah, of course. You should. Попитах го добре да говорихме си с Маркос Гроскоп, басиста на Halloween, който по принцип има навик да участва в проектите Ravantage, защото този път не участва. Говорихме и с самия Маркос и тук, София, преди това по телефона. То би каза, единствената причина е, че всъщност исках аз да изсвиря всички бас партии в този албум този път. Иначе аз страшно го харесвам, не във физическия смисъл, разбира се, на думата, като приятел, много го ценя. Не съм много хората, които обичам повече от Маркос на този свят, но един от хората, които обичам повече от него, това съм самият аз. Аз обичам себе си и няма как да не бъде така, при положение, че съм, че съм певец в метал банда. But at the same time, you still have a very impressive line of famous musicians like Alice Cooper, Bob Catley, Jorn Landy, and etc. So was there a person that you approached inviting him to take part in this album that said no?
Yeah, there was, but it was for time reasons, for schedule reasons. I tried to get Brian May to play some lead guitar.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is, you know, he's Brian May. He's probably one of the most important guitar players of all times in rock music. And, of course, I wanted to get him, but I didn't want to approach to him with a demo that sounded like crap. So we said, okay, let's finish the song first. Let's produce it. Let's mix it. Let's do everything so it sounds great. And then let's talk to him. So we did everything. We waited until the choirs were there,
mm-hmm.
and until all the mixings were done. And then we went to him and said, we approached him and we sent him the song and said, here is the song we'd like you to play on. He said, yeah, that's a great song. So at the moment it's a bit bad with my schedule, but it's like, when do you need it? But it was, you know, 1 week before we had to get the material back because it was the deadline.
Mm-hmm.
So it didn't work out. I mean, I don't know if he was just bullshitting, but at least he said it's for time reasons. He can't do it. So I would have loved to have Brian May on there. He's a very good guitar player, but, you know,
yeah.
It didn't work.
Окей, попитах го и въпреки всичко, всъщност има изключително впечатляващ списък от гости в този албум, като Алис Купър, като Боб Катли и така нататък. Имало ли е някой, който той Тоби да е бил поканил, който обаче да е казал не? Той каза да, имаше такива, но поради проблеми с наместване на времето. Брайан Мей, знаменития китарист на Куин, много исках той да изсвири едни соло-китари в този албум, но не исках просто да му подхвърля едно демо, което да звучи кофти. Исках всичко да е готово и дори хоровете да са записани, и всъщност когато вече бях готов, му представих нещата, той каза да, с удоволствие ще изсвиря това, но наистина той предложи един момент с една седмица по-късно да запише тези неща, но на нас това не ми вършеше работа, защото трябваше да предавам вече готовите неща. Well, it's been basically a big period of time between this third part and the second. Why it took you so long to make the third part of Avantasia?
Because I didn't plan to make another part at all.
Yeah, we do remember that, yeah.
I just wanted to do the first two parts, and that was it. As it is always, sometimes, or some morning you wake up and have an idea. In my case, it was not some morning. It was I was talking to friends, and they said, Toby, why don't you do it again? I said, because I don't want to do it again. Because it was so much work, it was so much stress. I don't want to do it again. I got Edguy, and that's it. And they said, you're stupid. You have so much experience now. You know so many people. You got so great connections. You got enough money to make it a real huge production.
Mm-hmm.
And you got Sasha Pat, a sidekick that everybody would love to have in your position.
Yeah.
So I said, well, you're right, let's do it.
Yeah. Какво всъщност му отне толкова време да направи третата част, защото втората излезе доста отдавна. Тоби каза, всъщност, ако вероятно си спомняте, а ние си спомняме, разбира се, той, когато излезе втората част, каза, категорично заяви, това е краят. Но след това Нали знаете, раждат ти се идеи сутрин, когато се събуждаш, и много хора ми казаха, защо не направиш тета част? Аз казах, не, не искам. Има толкова много стрес около това, толкова много работа, но много хора ми казаха, ти си луд, се толкова много опит, имаш вече толкова връзки, имаш възможности, пари да направиш нещо много мащабно. Освен това и Саша Пет, който ще работи за теб като продуцент, много хора биха искали, но не могат да го имат. И той каза, да, добре, прави сте. What are the other guys of Ed Guy doing for this actually quite busy time while you're promoting and releasing and basically being occupied and busy with Avantasia?
Well, they are being occupied as well. I mean, we're going to play a show next Saturday in the Czech Republic. You know, we played shows. We did this huge American tour.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, I'm working, but it's on and off, you know. I'm sometimes, you know, I have to do things and I'm off for 3 days or 4 days or 5 days, and then I'm back, you know, working with them. It's not that I'm constantly out of business, you know, out of order.
Mm-hmm.
It's just you know, it's on and off, and we are writing new songs, and we're going to start rehearsing for the new album early next year. So basically, it was not a long time gap without occupation for them.
Аха. Това, че той се занимава с албума на Avantasia, означава, че другите Fat Guy всъщност, че той ги е напуснал, защото мисля, че ги е зарязал да правят каквото си искат, защото всъщност ето сега, следващата събота, ще свирят на концерт в Чехия. Преди това бяха на голямо турне в Щатите, бяха и в България, разбира се. А освен това ще започнат да репетират в началото на 2008 парчетата за новия бъдещи албум на Ed Guy. Така или иначе, това не е дълъг период от време, който взимам, за да работя върху Avantasia. Аз примерно работя 1-2-3 дни в седмицата по това, след което се връщам в Ed Guy и така нататък. What plans do you have for Christmas?
Sorry?
What are your plans for Christmas? What are you going to do?
Work.
Uh-huh. Really?
I don't know, you know. It's just I hate holidays, because it's just a time where you're not allowed to work.
Yeah.
And where, you know, usually I don't perceive work as work. I just want to do something. I don't want to be forced to sit there with my relatives, you know, eating a fucking duck. You know, it's just, that's boring, you know, sitting there and just eating. They all eat. They stuff themselves until they explode.
Yeah.
And I just can't stand it. So it's, I don't know what I'm gonna do.
Добре, знае какво ще прави за Коледа. Той каза, аз мразя по принцип празниците, защото това са дни, в които по принцип се възприема това, че не трябва да работиш. Освен това, какво правим? Не възприемам празниците като това, как аз седя със своите роднини и те се тъпчат с някаква шибара пуйка, докато се взривят. Не, аз искам... Не знам какво ще правя на Коледа. Okay. I'm not gonna ask you about the libretto and the story of the album, because I'm sure that everything has been or will be said on the internet and in the magazines and things. But okay. Lost in Space is the big and very successful, you call it, soft single. To be honest, it reminds me a bit of Bon Jovi. But
really,
yeah,
it's a good thing. Bon Jovi is a killer songwriter and a killer singer.
Yeah. So, but which of all these 11 songs, at the end of the day, you would say is your favorite one?
Hard to say. I'd say the Scarecrow, just because it's the most diversified. But I really love Lost in Space. I love Carry Me Over. I love Another Angel Down, Shelter From... Yeah, I could name them all. You know, I think for me it was a real exciting thing to see a song like Lost in Space being born, being written by me, because it's different. I've never done something like that before, and still it's good, and I'm capable of doing it. And, you know, the funny thing is nowadays the kids, you know, they distinguish between, oh, it's Bon Jovi, it's bad, or, oh, it's pop, it's bad, you know... 20 years ago, Bon Jovi was headlining the Monsters of Rock. 1 year before Iron Maiden were headlining the Monsters of Rock.
Yeah.
So I think 20 years ago, it was all one family. Bon Jovi, Iron Maiden, Slayer, Halloween, Van Halen, The Scorpions. It was just our beloved guitar music.
Yeah.
And I think that's what it is nowadays. Soft song? Cool, it's a soft song, but still, I'm metal and hard rock.
We need to tell this to Kerry King that he is in the same family with John Bon Jovi. He will be delighted.
Oh, yeah. You should be. You should be. It's an honor. You know, you should tell him, I'm quite sure he would be delighted to be in the financial family of John Bon Jovi.
Everyone would be. So, listen, does it mean that you already have Avantasia Volume 4 in mind?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, because it's a cliffhanger, too. Most of the stuff is already written and recorded, you know. I'm working on it. It's not everything is recorded, you know. A lot of vocals are missing, a lot of choirs, a lot of lead guitars. But the basics, a lot of the basics are being recorded already.
Uh-huh.
But that's going to take 2 more years, I think.
You know?
Because now I don't want to even think about part two again. It's the continuation and the finish of the first part that I did now. I mean, I'm talking about 4 and 3, not about 2 and 1.
Yeah.
And, then we're going to do something with that guy now. And then whenever I have time, whenever there's another Christmas, you know, food feast, I'm gonna finish the album.
Той каза, че всъщност вече има готова и четвърта част в главата му, дори и много песните са написани, но има да прави неща и със Едгай, след което ще се върне и към тази част, а иначе каза, че харесва всичките песни от този нов албум, който, както знаете, излиза в началото на 2008, The Scarecrow. Той каза, The Scarecrow, второто парче, това, с което ние започнахме Tangra Metal Shock тази вечер, много ми харесва, защото е много разнообразно. Lost in Space, този мек сингъл, който, както му казах, напомня на Джон Бон Джови. Той каза, о, това е жестоко, защото всъщност Джон Бон Джови е един наистина много добър автор и композитор на песни. Бях изключително приятно изненадан и когато виждах, че тази песен излиза от мен и че я създадох и така нататък. Окей, Чоби, so thank you very much once again for coming and playing in Sofia with Edgai, and thank you very much for being with us now tonight. Wish you good luck.
Thank you very much, and we'll have a great night, and well, whatever. See you in Bulgaria. Please, soon.